Okay, let's see. Two more poems and that'll do the trick. This one's called Grandma's Man. And it was based on one of my grandfathers who was what they used to call a fool back in the old days. Everything he touched seemed to turn out wrong. And as I mentioned in the poem, he never ever got things quite right. He had a good spirit, and it seemed like if he could have just turned completely around, he would have been a great success. But as it was, he was a great failure. That day she threw the goose over the roof of the cowshed, put her hand to her lips and sucked, cursing. The world ended. In blood her world ended, though these past 20 years have healed the bite, and that silly goose is preening in her favorite pillow. Her husband was a fool. He laughed too long at lies told by girls whose easy virtue disappeared when he passed stumble-bum down the Sunday street. Baled hay in his every 40, cows on his allotted range, his quick sorrel quarter horse, all neglected for the palms of friends. Then he began to paint life. His first attempt was all about a goose that bit the hand that fed it. The obstacles were great, insurmountable. His fingers were too thick to grip the brush right. The sky was always green, and hay spoiled in the fields. In wind, the rain, the superlative night, images came, geese skimming to the reservoir. This old man listened. He got a bigger brush and once painted the cry of a goose so long it floated off the canvas into thin air. Things got better. Sky turned white. Winter came, and he became quite expert at snowflakes. But he was growing wise, Lord, his hair white as snow. Funny, he used to say, how mountains are blue in winter and green in spring. He never ever got things quite right. He thought a lot about the day the goose bit Grandma's hand. Life seldom came the shade he wanted. Well, and yes, he died well, but you should have seen how well his friends took it.